This channel is a lot to do with me sharing about the things that I know. And one of the things that I've done a few previous episodes on has been about artificial intelligence. And this is kind of a really nerdy love affair that I have with artificial intelligence. And I've been looking at this for more than 10 years. I picked up a book called Superintelligence by Nick Bostrom when it was written. And it had a big effect on me and made me think, this is a decade ago, about the consequences of artificial intelligence. Now, there have been a few changes in, there's been a lot of changes. And if there's one thing that you will notice in this space is the rapid escalation of the pace of change. And people have talked about this for a long time, about the exponential nature of technological change, in particular when it comes to artificial intelligence. Really, the first person to talk about this a lot was Ray Kurzweil. And a lot of people had sort of blown him off in that the kind of compressed timelines as the technology starts to take off were always mocked at, really. They weren't really taken seriously at all. This is a guy that 15 years ago was talking, possibly longer, was talking about a rate of change where you would have sort of a year's worth plus of development in over periods of even 24 hours, which of course seems completely insane, but it's a lot less insane now than it was just a few years ago. A couple of things have started to really embed themselves into my head, and I can't see a way out of this. So this is the problem. The problem is that people that are involved in this space and people that are interested in this space, pretty much everybody, including the people that are really concerned over safety issues for AI, like Eliezer Yudkowsky and so on, people that are involved in artificial intelligence and that are interested in following what's happening in this space, oftentimes are not discussing about the near-term impact of these technological changes. And forget your average man on the street. The average man on the street, and importantly, your average politician and so on, they have absolutely no idea what is going on at all. People think that ChatGPT and so on and so forth, but they don't really know what's going on. Now, the conversation that's not being had in the AI community is a conversation about this near-term impact of these technological advances. I'm very worried about what is happening. In a quite scary way. And I will explain why. The problem that we're going to face first is not a problem about which way will AI take us. Will we thread our way through the eye of the needle, avoid total Skynet catastrophe, and build some sort of utopia where everybody's got universal basic income and we have a new value system based on virtual Star Trek-like future lies ahead? Or will it end up in complete catastrophe, where Skynet takes over the planet, or we end up making a mistake and everything gets destroyed? In many ways, the problem that we have when thinking about this technology is that the ability for us to think and plan ahead in every way, in terms of our personal lives and goals, in terms of economic and business goals and projects, the horizon that we are able to predictably plan out into the future is collapsing so quickly that I'm looking around and having conversations with people, and I'm constantly reminded of the fact that, you know, you're talking about something that's going to happen 2 years later, for example, which is nothing. It's 24 months. And yet I cannot honestly say to myself that I have a pretty solid understanding that everything is going to be normal after 24 months of progress. I'm unable to imagine what things are going to look like. There is an enormous systemic uncertainty that has been thrown into the system. And this uncertainty is something that is all-encompassing and pervasive throughout every part of our lives. And this uncertainty has collapsed the horizon, the ability for us to see into the future and plan accordingly. If you can't see into the future and plan accordingly, it is a big problem. And this is a problem that is going to get worse and worse and worse. Because of the exponential nature of technological change, and that's increasingly apparent with artificial intelligence, this pace of change is going to increase faster and faster and faster. The near-term problem that we are hurtling towards is a problem where I foresee unbelievable economic and social catastrophe in the near term, for example, around 24 months. If we continue to go at the pace that we're going at, there is no way that our current way of life, the current way that we do things, whether it's from a pure governmental perspective, from a work, economics, and social perspective, everything is going to start to fracture very, very quickly. And the obvious area where this is going to get really bad really quickly is going to be people losing their jobs. Within the next, I suspect, within the next 18 months, possibly the next year, we are going to see an absolute wrecking ball taken to the middle classes in the Western world. Most countries in the Western world produce value through knowledge. Most of the people that produce this knowledge are operating in mid-level professional jobs, whether they're lawyers, accountants, finance people, we can extend it to estate agents, and so on and so forth. The same thing with marketing, etc. These people are going to get absolutely wrecked. I suspect that we could be looking at 40% of professional jobs disappearing within the next year and a half. And this is not a hyperbolic thing. There was a recent bit of research that was done where I think approximately 50% of managers were looking for opportunities essentially to replace their workforce by helping the business become more efficient by replacing them with artificial intelligence systems. Now, that's right now. And this is in an environment where most of the people that are being asked these questions actually have no idea about the capabilities of artificial intelligence and how quickly it's moving. Within this period between now, let's say over the next 12 months, and certainly by the next 18 months, increased redundancies among the professional middle classes are going to cause massive economic and social stress, and people will demand for something to be done. The governments will start to pay attention to what is happening, but the problem is that government in its current situation, in its current modus operandi, is absolutely, utterly impotent in the face of this technological change and the speed of change. The institutions that manage the world that we live in, the institutions that make up the civilization that we have built, are going to break. And they are going to break initially with massive job losses amongst a vociferous middle class who have to pay for their mortgages and are unable to get retrained into something else that is useful. Because by the time this happens, let's say we're 1 year deeper into this situation, there is no point to get retrained. Retrained in what? What are people going to retrain into? There is, apart from obvious things, for example, maybe you want to be a tree surgeon. Maybe they could be an electrician. These people are not going to retrain into those areas because they will be too old and they will have no predilection towards this kind of work. And there's going to be too many of them anyway. The institutions that we have are going to try to fix this problem, but because of the nature, especially of democracy, in that there needs to be debate, there needs to be legislation that is discussed, everything needs to be done properly. Changes and legislation need to undergo due process and discussion. The problem is that by the time we have discussion over solving the problems that at that time would have already happened, everything would already have moved on very, very quickly. So there is no way for the current way civilization in the West is running to be able to handle the pace of change that is happening. It is not going to happen. In fact, I don't even think it is possible. You do not require artificial general intelligence or super intelligence to be able to create these problems. That set of problems, existential risk and so on, is a completely different set that could be, it could be 2 years away, it could be 10 years away, but it is something that's coming. The problem is that we need to be able to, there is going to be a very direct, rapid and catastrophic problem that is hurtling towards us, and everyone is going to be viscerally aware of what's happening within the next 12 to 18 months as redundancies start to get made throughout the economy and the ability for people to produce value begins to completely collapse. And the subsequent government response shows itself as being completely impotent in the face of this pace of change. This is an extremely serious problem. This is, in many ways, much, much more urgent than thinking about AI safety in broad terms. The problem that we need to be talking about is why the hell is nobody in government and in policy shouting from the rooftops about what is about to happen? Nobody's doing it. How on earth are we going to handle this situation? Because we will be forced to handle it one way or another. This isn't an option anymore. We have a really obvious, highly competitive situation now. We've got ChatGPT, OpenAI are building a massive supercluster computer that is called Stargate that is going to cost $100 billion that is orders of magnitude more powerful than the current most powerful supercomputer, and it is so large that the energy demands require it to be distributed across the United States and also have alongside nuclear fusion plants in order to generate power into them. The Stargate project is, I think they're looking at getting it online by 2030, but that's the full target. I did hear that they want to have the first iteration of this done by 2028. I think it's 2028. At the same time, closer to home, we have the release of Gemini 1.5 Pro with a context window of about 1 million tokens. So you can, this is just insane. It's crazy. It's amazing. It's beautiful. I've been using it. It's just extraordinary that you can have a context window this big where I can essentially drop books, video, research papers, and the system will be able to, I can query the system on just vast amounts of information, and it always remembers what it is that we're talking about because the context window is so big. People are about to get hit by a massive asteroid. It's the first asteroid in a series of asteroids that are going to smash into our society and our culture. Everybody is competing to make the highest performing machine they can. And it's kind of like in the last month, the gloves have come off between what Gemini is doing, what Google Gemini is doing, and OpenAI. Meta is working night and day on Llama. And there is a rapid scaling up into this sort of thing. I just want to point out one thing about OpenAI's plans on their $100 billion Stargate project. The thing is, this is so much money and so much capital and requires so much energy, including, to offset that, the development of nuclear fusion power plants in order to provide the energy. The amount of money, the capital required here is so vast that the big question is that how are they ever going to pay that back? How are they ever going to be able to use this money and actually create a business out of it? Because the investment is just so big. And of course, the answer to that is that it's about the development of artificial general intelligence, or, because nobody knows yet, a platform for artificial superintelligence. It is important to understand that the Stargate project is not a project that they're thinking about as making a better product or a better service. Stargate is actually about making what may well be the last thing that humans ever invent. Because the goal is to win everything. This system, if we have equal or better than human intelligence, which it seems completely reasonable at this stage that that's what would happen, whoever does that first wins everything. There are no geostrategic political decisions that anybody could make that would be more effective than the decisions made by the person with access to Stargate. There are no products, no research papers, there are no more inventions, there are no more economists arguing with each other, there are no more developments in technology that Stargate can't do better. Stargate will always win. So the goal of Stargate is to win everything. They want to win it all. Everything. Economic, financial, social, the whole shebang. And it's going to be online, planned to be online, in full by 2030. That's why I think we're in 2024. By 2026, we're going to be facing people that are very, very upset. I think that there will be panic, and there will be fear, and there will be enormous volatility and turmoil. Everything is about to get thrown up in the air, and it is going to happen very, very, very fast. Governments need to be talking about this with an emergency mentality. An emergency mentality, not just having some AI conference where somebody like Rishi Sunak turns up and has a cup of tea with Elon Musk. I mean an actual serious emergency summit that is done in order to, because we're already too late, essentially. So we need to, there needs to be some serious conversation and plan about mitigating the impact of what is beginning to happen and is only going to happen more and more over the next 2 and certainly 3 years. Because if we don't, it's going to be even worse. And this is something that is going to affect everybody, everyone, every sector, everywhere, entirely. People should be talking about this, and they're not. It's fucking mental. It's kind of cool, because let's face it, we do need to reinvigorate the system. And from that destruction, because I think that that's what's going to happen, is that from the destruction, there will be a new way of doing things that is born out of that destruction. I hope. But it is going to be far, far worse, and a lot of people are going to suffer unless we do something about, make plans and think ahead a little bit about what it is that we can do to mitigate against what is going to be happening to us and to our families. Anyway, that's what I've got to say about that. Let me know what you think. Subscribe if you want to follow this along with a bunch of other stuff. And it's Easter weekend on Monday. Just done my exercise. And I'm wondering whether I should just go and live in a cabin in the woods without a smartphone. It's probably a good idea.